Hi, this is a dictation for Tasha Graham, T-A-S-H-A-G-R-A-H-A-M, Graham. Date of birth is 5/11/80. Date of accident 5/9/2023. Date of service is 1/8/2024. Miss Tasha Graham is a victim of the automobile accident in a head-on collision when she was traveling as a resident driver. The head-on collision was frontal on the right side. Impact caused the patient to have a headaches with loss of memory, loss of lack of focus, lack of concentration, forgetfulness, as well as pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, and across the lower back, with radiation to the left buttock and pain in the right shoulder, right hip, right knee as the major issues to begin with. The patient underwent various therapies, chiropractic treatments, medications, injections treatment. So far, she has obtained 2 sets of shoulder injection, intra-articular, 2 sets of rotator cuff injections, and 1 cervical epidural and 6 lumbar epidural, and facet joint injection times 2 and SI joint injection times 5. Patient is being considered for a spinal cord stimulation device as the pains are still continuing. And she already has a surgery for L5-S1 along with her SI joint on the right side was also fixed, transfixed, and still she has it. She's scheduled for a spinal cord stimulation device on January 22nd, 2024. While the experimental one was done, temporary one, it brought her 100% pain relief. Currently, her pain continued to happen in the neck, mid-back, lower back as before to the tune of between 7 to 10, depending on the day. Pain in the right shoulder, left shoulder are also present, as well as both knees and left ankle and right hip. The patient has been undergoing therapy, laser treatments, home exercises. She has been provided with a Photolux biomodulation device for home and various braces. So far, 60% pain is only relieved and her ADLs are quite affected. Please review the chart for the ADLs as well as for system review. And additional history as well as the substance abuse, and she uses marijuana and a compliance history. For physical examination, the blood pressure is 141/89, pulse is 83, pulse ox is 98%. The physical examination should include from the previous visit the following exams. The last visit was 11/7/2023, dictation number 1109-037. We can use the general review, musculoskeletal and extremities examination as the same as before, with no changes. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue moving the patient for spinal cord stimulation device for January 22nd, 2024. All the MRIs have been discussed and all the options were discussed with the patient. And the disc issues have been discussed with the patient. And it appears that she is on the right track. Her MRI for the right shoulder showed complex full thickness tear with a distal attachment of supraspinatus tendon and a complex tear of anterior superior to posterior superior glenoid labrum, AC joint degenerative changes without impingement. And more injections can be given as patient wanted. However, she is being referred to orthopedic surgeon also. And so for a more more underscope repair for her for the supraspinatus. Her labs and maps have been reviewed. She's provided with gabapentin, 600 milligram every 8 hours, 90 tablets. She's also provided with Narco, 10 over 325 to 12 hours, 60 tablets for help. She's continuing with naproxen, 500 milligram twice a day for healing, Elavil 50 milligram at night, lidocaine patch 5%, and gabapentin 600 milligram is continuing. The patient has no other questions. She'll visit us for an injection of the rotator cuff and intra-articular injection in a week time, and then there'll be help for her. Thank you. She's seeing Dr. Gary Gilliard for orthopedic consultation